Stories from Tri-City News headlines of decades past is a recurring feature as the publication marks its 40th anniversary in 2024. While questionnaires completed by residents of Port Moody attending an open house in March 1993 indicated general support for plans for the city's new civic center, it wasn't universally beloved. Over the next several weeks, some neighborhood associations and environmental groups expressed their dismay. Jim Parker, a member of the Moody Center Community Association, said he wasn't happy with the location at the east end of Burrard Inlet of the $10.4 million complex that was to include a new city hall, theater and library. The Burke Mountain Naturalists said it was too close to an ecologically sensitive area and the building's extensive use of glass would pose a danger to migrating birds. In an effort to appease some of the concerns, Mayor Dave Driscoll discussed the possibility of changing an artificial lagoon envisioned for the back part of the property into an urban forest, complete with natural vegetation and spawning streams feeding from Souter Brook. Still, many residents said they were pleased by the plans. They said the overall design was innovative and exciting, and the library would meet Port Moody's future needs. But some wondered whether the proposed 185-seat theater would be large enough or if parking at the complex would be sufficient. The Tri-City News has covered civic affairs, local crime, festivals, events, personalities, sports and arts in Coquitlam, and Port Moody since 1983. Bound back issues of the paper are available at the Coquitlam Archives, while digital versions of several past years can be found at issu.com.